Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
Damn hoodlum in the chat room says, you're right, LT. In L.A., they called Helton Gomer Pyle out there.
That's an old reference.
Yeah. Again, Helton, one of the nicest guys in the world, but
he says that
a little
would
folksy.
That'd make Hugh Freeze goober if he came out there. Finishing his joke in the chat room there. LTD and B with you on the next round from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, higher atop Blue Lakes, here off Highway 280 in Birmingham, Alabama. Chris Doering in just the second part of the show being brought to you by our friends at Nichols.
For camping and outdoor essentials and accessories, there is no better place to find it all than Nichols Outfitters in Pelham. Rooftop and ground tents, coolers and fridges, lighting equipment, and more. Nichols Outfitters is your answer. The best customer service staff in all Alabama. They'll help you make the most of the outdoors. Off exit 242, I-65 in Pelham. Visit them in-store or online at NicholsOutfitters.com.
Chris Doering, SEC Network. He joins us right now to talk about everything going into the Southeastern Conference. But for us, that means Alabama and Florida this week. Chris, my man, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Good to be on with you, especially with this week at hand. I know it's one, at least here in Gainesville, that folks have been looking for a long time. And to finally have it here is certainly exciting.
If I ask you the Florida offense, the way it looks right now, I'm sure you've gotten this question 100 times this week already. Which quarterback looks like it gives Florida the best chance to win? And I would accept both of them in your answer.
Well, I mean, here's the bigger question is what level of availability is Anthony Richardson going to have this week? I mean, we all saw that 80-yard run that culminated with a grabbing of the hamstring, and anybody that's ever pulled a hamstring before knows exactly what they saw when he reached back behind him and knows exactly what that feels like. So we're not talking about Tom Brady with a pulled hamstring. We're talking about an explosive Lamar Jackson type player that is running around, that is explosive, that as soon as you try to put your foot in the ground and push off, it's going to grab that hamstring and potentially hurt it worse. So I'm not convinced that he's able to play, and that's not from any information that I have from any Florida sources. That's just concern over what I saw. Now, with that being said, if he's 100% healthy, then I think you see a lot of the same rotation that you saw in the first 2 weeks. Nice complement of having Emory Jones as kind of the main guy and Anthony Richardson coming in certain situations to provide a little different look for the defenses. But I think one of the most difficult things that college coaches now have to navigate is managing rosters in general, but managing quarterbacks specifically. Because we all know with the transfer portal, I mean, Kelly Bryant a few years ago saw what is possible and what guys will do. Derek King kind of the same way. Like, guys will leave in the middle of the season if you don't manage things properly. And we know with guys that run the football as much as Emory Jones and Anthony Richardson do, inevitably you're going to need both of those quarterbacks. So it is a balancing act. It's a great problem to have, but nonetheless, I'm sure it creates a little bit of anxiety for Dan Mullen.
Chris, away from the quarterbacks, and this might be difficult to answer because it was Florida Atlantic and South Florida, but what grade would you give the entirety of the Florida team outside of the quarterback position through two games?
I wanted to see heading into the season from Florida were better play in the run game, offensive line being able to open more holes and get more push up front, which they've done, over 700 yards rushing combined in the first 2 weeks of the season, and then a defensive line that could penetrate, be disruptive against the run, be able to rush the passer with just their front four, and they've done that as well. I mean, they had, I believe, 6 sacks in the first week, a bunch of tackles for loss last week against USF. The problem that I have in evaluating Florida as a whole is I just don't know how good those two teams are to really test Florida and see if what we're seeing is legitimate or if that's something that's a little bit of fool's gold. So right now I feel pretty good about where Florida is. I think questions in addition to line of scrimmage play were, you know, how do you replace the production at the receiver spot after losing Kadarius Toney and Kyle Pitts, 2 first-round draft picks? That has answered very well with Jacob Copeland's production and Xavier Henderson's production. Some other guys stepping up like Trent Whittemore and Jamarcus Weston. So they look good at the pass catcher positions. Secondary looks like there's a lot of talent to complement Kyrie Elam. So right now I feel pretty good about it, but much like I look at Auburn, I just really don't know if what I'm seeing is legitimate or it has more to do with the competition they've played so far.
Chris Doering is with us on the Pepsi Hotline. The former Gator wide receiver is now on ESPN, the SEC Network, SiriusXM as well. You can follow him on Twitter, at Chris Doering, on Instagram, at CDoring28. Todd Grantham, I think, can be described. I don't know if stubborn is a good way of describing him. Do you think, based on what happened when these two teams met in Atlanta last year, where Florida could get almost no stops, do you think he changes his approach in this game at all just based on that outcome last year?
No disrespect here, but can you name a defense that did get a stop against Alabama's offense last year?
Oddly, Missouri to start the season, and that was about it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's about it, but it was a tough task last year. It'll be a tough task this year. I do have some questions. Again, you know, how much of what we saw against Miami in the first half is legitimate as well? I mean, obviously the competition against the Hurricanes is better than probably FAU and USF was for Florida, but you know, subsequently watching them struggle with Appalachian State on Saturday leads me to believe that maybe Miami's not quite as good either. I still think this is a dangerous position for Alabama coming into a hostile environment like this. Bryce Young, although he looked very mature in that first start against Miami, it was kind of Alabama's home away from home in Atlanta. It'll be a much different reception from Florida's faithful on Saturday at 3:30. So I do think it's going to be a little bit more challenging, but inevitably, I think if you're going to beat Alabama, it's not so much about your defense as it is about your offense. And the two teams that probably played Alabama the toughest last year were Florida in the SEC Championship game and Ole Miss, two teams that had the ability to score with Alabama for the most part. So I go back to what I talked about LSU in 2019, what I talked about Alabama in 2020, and probably what I project Alabama to be in 2021 is a team that puts pressure not only on the opposing defense to get stops, but on the opposing offenses to be able to hold serve and score not field goals every time you touch the ball, but score touchdowns to match the production they're going to have on offense.
Away from the Alabama-Florida game, around the SEC, Texas A&M is not looking the part right now of a playoff contender. Are you worried about the Aggies?
I am very worried about the Aggies, although I was not necessarily as high on the Aggies as a lot of people were in the offseason. I think now, you know, it looks a little bit embarrassing to me that A&M was calling Alabama out as much as they were in the offseason. I don't think they're ready for a lot of the teams in the SEC. They certainly didn't look ready for Colorado for the majority of that game on Saturday. The things that I was not buying in the offseason that everybody was trying to sell me were, first and foremost, hey, we lose four starters from that offensive line that was so good last year, but it's not going to hurt us at all. We're not going to miss a beat. We've recruited really well at the position. Those guys are going to step in, and the offense is going to maintain that MO of being physical and running the football downhill. Well, that didn't happen on Saturday. They rushed for less than 100 yards against Colorado. They had some protection issues in the passing game, so I'm concerned about that. But the other thing I look at, too, I know, you know, Calzada stepping in and trying to get his feet underneath him was a little bit of a challenge, and certainly he had his moments of being errant throwing the football. But I look at the tape, and what Colorado decided to do, they played single high safety, they got an extra safety down in the box to run support, and they played a lot of press coverage against the wide receivers on the outside, and those guys could not separate at all. I mean, so you can look at Calzada and maybe some issues he had throwing the football, but the receivers did not make it easy on them. Those guys have got to find a way to separate more, because if you go back and look at the box score, the top receivers for A&M on Saturday were two running backs and a tight end. Those guys were the ones that were catching the majority of the passes, particularly late in the game. There was nobody at the wide receiver spot that was stepping up. So that's a concern for me as well.
One of the more intriguing teams to me now in the SEC is Kentucky. Liam Cohen coming in, calling these plays. They've got a quarterback that's got a ton of confidence in Levis. You've got weapons in Rodriguez and Robinson. You know they're always going to play really good defense under Stoops. It was a tremendous game on Saturday night against Missouri. Kentucky becomes a really dangerous team now. Do you agree?
I love Kentucky. I love this team for the last few years. I've been leading the bandwagon for a while in terms of what Coach Stoops was building there, and it's finally all coming together. They got that final piece that they needed, which was a complement to the great run game that they've had. They were miserable last year throwing the football. Coach Stoops made a very difficult personal decision to let his good friend Eddie Grant go in favor of going out and getting somebody that could teach and call the passing game a little bit better to keep up with the rest of the offenses in the conference. And that's exactly what we saw, you know, in week one against ULM. a lot of the play action passes on first down, taking shots down the field. Wandale Robinson has been an absolute blessing for them in terms of coming to this league and the production he's had through 2 weeks. But the interesting thing to me, guys, was when it was nut-cutting time, so to speak, you know, they went back to who they are, and that's running the football. 52 rushes against Missouri to only 18 passes. You're not going to be able to take that physical run presence out of that team, and I love the way that they just imposed their will on Missouri, particularly, you know, as the game wore on. Now, they still have some issues. Turning the football over right before halftime, you know, could have been a game killer for them. Giving up 9 of 12 on third downs could have been a killer for them. But different from what we've seen traditionally, and a lot of Kentucky football fans will tell you, they are always waiting for that next shoe to drop. Like, inevitably, something bad is going to happen that's going to prevent them from winning the big game. They tried to shoot themselves in the foot a number of times, but in the end, they found a way to win the football game. And I think that speaks to the growth and what Coach Stoops calls expanded capacity for what this program is about now. And they're continuing, in my opinion, to be a team that's on an upward trajectory.
Hey, by the way, as a father of a 16-year-old, we've lost the phrase nut-cutting time. I said that the other day to him, and he had no idea what I was talking
about. It's a great phrase. Like, I've been saying nut-cutting a lot, which I don't know if I can say that on the television. I haven't said it there yet. But I also said emasculating, which I think is a very descriptive term, which we saw a couple of teams do. I thought Arkansas emasculated Texas the other day, and much of the same with Kentucky doing that to Missouri's defense.
Yeah, I would agree. I like emasculated. That's a very good word.
Feel free to use it going forward.
That is the type of education you get at the University of Florida when you're Chris Doering. At Chris Doering on Twitter, see him on the SEC Network, ESPN, and hear him on SiriusXM. Thank you, Chris. Great talking with you as always.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, Chris Doering was on the Pepsi hotline. It obviously goes back to farming. What?
Homeboy had a go.
Yeah, well, we did. I wanted to ask him one more question.
Well, we told him to keep him to 10, and we're at 12.
Okay, so I didn't know that.
Yeah. He had a meaning, I think.
What was your question?
Well, the question, I mean, this is pretty obvious. In the locker room, they think they're going to win this game, the Florida Players. I just wanted the Florida fan base going into that game, into the swamp. Look, and we saw, when you're just talking about Vegas numbers, the numbers almost identical what we had with Ohio State in Columbus against Oregon to what you've got Alabama going into Gainesville. Do you think Florida fans going into this game think they're going to beat Alabama?
Okay, let's talk a little bit about that. Doering, by the way, on the Pepsi hotline.
He was on the Pepsi hotline. I did want to finish because it does have an interesting meaning. This is when ranchers would have to decide, am I going to castrate the bull?
Right.
Or am I going to let him grow up and run the ship.
And make other bulls.
Run the ranch.
Other cows.
That's right. And at some point you had to pick. There was only room for so many bulls, Lance. You can't have everybody being a bull.
Those bulls, that's a sweating moment for those guys.
Yeah. I mean, well, not if you've done your
have
work.
You heard yet? No, I mean, what are you talking about? Well, yeah. I think today's today.
Yeah. It was always my favorite episode of Hard Knocks.
I mean, it is.
I'm going to need you to bring your playbook.
Oh, here he comes with those hedge clippers.
That's probably for you, Phil.
God, right. what a shitty job having to do the nut cutting.
It's a rough day on the farm right there. All right, time for the lock, and then we'll get into LT's conversation. It's brought to you by our friends at Iron Mountain Drains and Plumbing, ironmountainworld.com. Jeremy Purvis and the guys there, if you need a professional plumber, always have one on standby for your residential or for your business, whether it's a drip, a clog, or your jetter service, they do it all at Iron Mountain Drains and Plumbing.
Terrible, terrible day yesterday. Just being completely transparent with you. We had a 5-1 NFL going into last night. We had the Ravens. How did you guys feel with the Ravens up 14-0?
Oh, I felt the game was over.
Game was over?
Yeah, and Derek Carr had not looked good.
Barkley, by the way, back to the first segment of the show, picked the Raiders.
Of course he did. Yeah. I'm taking your Nationals, though, Brown. 6:05 first pitch tonight. Your Nationals are -140. This number has dropped, which scares me a little bit.
One of the better AAA teams playing right now.
Yeah, playing the Marlins. I had your Nationals last night, loser. But I am playing the Nationals again tonight, -140.
Yeah.
Bounce back for me.
That is the lock of the day with the lock lights going off, and it's brought to you by our friends at Iron Mountain Drains and Plumbing, 205-516-4927, 205-516-4927, or ironmountainworld.com. Just drain it.
You mentioned Barkley. One of the funniest moments real quick when they had Travis Kelce on. I don't know if you guys are watching, but Peyton says, Travis, I'm just curious, you know, with you guys playing the Ravens next week, do you watch Monday Night Football and just try to, you know, kind of break down what's going on? And Kelce goes, I watch, you know, next week we're playing. Who are we playing? is it the Chargers? And Eli even says, I can tell you're real dialed in and worried about it.
And then when Peyton let him go, he said, hey, make sure you show up next week.
Yeah, show up. Make sure you go to Baltimore.
All right. 15 after, when we come back, our on-campus drive-through with Brian Harsin. We'll let LT also get to the point he wanted to get to. Part of the show being brought to you by our friends at Bromberg's, where if you're looking for a wonderful gift this holiday season, that silver box is the way to go.
Yes, Dunaway, nothing like giving or getting that silver box from our fine folks at Bromberg's. Family owned and operated since 1836, Bromberg's has established that solid reputation as a fine purveyor of quality diamonds, as well as jewelry, timepieces, and gifts. Bromberg's also an extensive giftware department to service the registries of brides and grooms of the Birmingham area. Go see our friends today at Bromberg's. Two great locations, Mountain Brook and the Summit. You can also view their online store. Go to brombergs.com.
Follow Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. I'm absolutely loving my Alfa Romeo Stelvio that I've been in for months now. And right now, you can get up to $3,500 bonus cash plus 1.9% financing for 72 months on the all-new 2021 Alfa Romeo Giulias and the Stelvios in Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. Come experience the passion and performance of Alfa Romeo. Alfa Romeo USA of Birmingham.com, 1837 Grants Mill Road, exit 27, right off of I-459. Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Vulcan Tire and Automotive. Four great locations right here in Birmingham. The team at Vulcan Tire and Automotive, they feel it's important for you to know they don't employ any salespeople or technicians that are incentivized with your commissions. When you are getting your vehicle serviced, the team is only incentivized to take care of you and your vehicle. That doesn't happen everywhere, but it does happen at Vulcan Tire and Automotive. Again, four locations right here in Birmingham: Hoover, Moody, Trustful, and Gardendale. For more information, Vulcan Tire and auto.com.
If you owe back taxes and are looking for a way out, I've got the answer. This is Jim Dunaway, and I've seen what ignoring IRS tax problems can do. There is hope, and it starts by calling my friend Perry Cronin with Axiom Tax Resolution Group. Let me explain two things. One, the IRS is starting to take the gloves off again post-pandemic. That means they are getting more aggressive with their collection efforts. Don't fall victim to liens and garnishments. Call Perry Cronin today. The second thing is this. Don't call some national 1-800 number. This is too important for you to be just some other number. Perry and his daughter, Teresa Cronin, are tax professionals right in our area. You'll meet with them face-to-face, and they'll give you a free consultation. Call 205-872-1100. That's 205-872-1100. Or the website, 205tax.com. Perry Cronin can show you there's hope when dealing with the IRS. Visit 205tax.com.
How do you know you're in a community, not just a town? Well, strangers smile as they walk by. They refill your coffee without you asking. And when you ask directions, people offer to walk you there. Communities give more. The way you know when you walk into First Bank that you are in a real community bank. Great products, direct access to your local bankers, and relationships that can last a lifetime. Don't just have an account. Have a community with First Bank. Member FDIC.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and our entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
Football season is now in full swing, and you need to be winning with us at lanceslock.com. You get the free lock during the show, but get even more with a subscription at lanceslock.com. Get Lance's full slate of college football games every Saturday, as well as Sunday's NFL, all with the same subscription. No complicated or expensive weekend packages. Get everything, all leagues, every day. Only $90 a month, breaking down to $3 a day. If you want to win this football season, jump on your phone, tablet, or computer right now and go to lanceslock.com and get on board with us.
Greystone Chiropractic and their brand new facility in Tattersall Park is the premier family wellness office in Birmingham. Dr. Lee Goldenberg is committed to helping families unleash their unlimited healing potential naturally in a beautiful and stress-free environment. Voted best in Birmingham 3 years in a row, nominated for Shelby County Healthcare Provider of the Year. What sets Dr. Goldenberg and Greystone Chiropractic apart? Their attention to detail, their thorough approach with patients, and their excellent customer service. I trust my family with Dr. Goldenberg. You can too. Visit GreystoneChiropractor.com or call 981-8090.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it, it's Gutter Cap. One Man in the Toolbox has provided professional handyman services since 1997. Honesty and reliability are qualities that embody every one of their employees. From residential to commercial, One Man in the Toolbox has the background to help you with almost any project. 823-2111.
LT will finish his thought from the last segment, and we'll head down on campus after I tell you about our friends at Wayne's. I got Wayne's coming out to my new place Thursday afternoon. They are the exclusive provider for all of us here on the Next Round and a world-class service that they've been providing you since 1973. If you're not a Wayne's customer, come join us at Wayne's. They've been doing it better than anybody else since 1973, serving over 100,000 families all across the Next Round area, whether you're watching or listening to us in Knoxville or in Nashville, Tuscaloosa, or Auburn. They provide residential and commercial termite protection, pest prevention, mosquito control, and lawn care services. And right now, the EnviroPest Service, the way you get started as a Wayne's member, you can get that with $60 off your initial EnviroPest treatment by using the promo code TNR. It's our initials, the Next Round. So the promo code TNR. Use that at checkout. TNR. Save $60 on your initial EnviroPest service. 866-WAYNES-1. 866-WAYNES-1. Come join us for the best in the business, and they'll make your lawn look great. They'll take care of all your pests at home and make sure they're not pestering you anymore. It's Wayne's. 866-WAYNES-1. You were saying.
No, well, look, we see massive upsets week in, week out in college football. I mean, Jack State just knocked off Florida State. Week one, Montana knocks off Washington. We saw Oregon. Nobody believed that they could roll in, especially without Thibodeau, and beat Ohio State as 14.5-point underdogs. They controlled that entire game. Now you've got Alabama as a 15.5-point favorite going to the Swamp to take on a Florida team that looks, I don't know, 80, 70% of what you saw from Florida last year, maybe. Doring brings up the point, we really don't know what Miami is. Now, Alabama completely dominated that game. They looked flawless in that game. There were some hiccups against Mercer, but they came out flat. Do you believe that Florida fans think they've got a legitimate shot at beating Alabama?
I think they do. I think Florida fans, because of what happened under Urban Meyer and a little bit back to the Spurrier days, believe they belong in the conversation with the Alabamas of the world. It's not the case anymore, but they believe they belong there. And I think they got a chance. They think they have a chance to win this game. That's why it's a hard sellout. I mean, sellout, yes. Hard sellouts, those are different. And our men at ATIX will tell you this is a hard sellout. You look at the VRBO, the Airbnbs that are rentals are going on. Ross Dellinger, Sports Illustrated, was trying to get one. $4,000, $3,000, $2,500 for the weekend in Gainesville and the surrounding areas. This is a hard ticket, tough place to go for fans this weekend, and it's because the Florida fans believe they can win.
You know, you guys asked after week one, was that Kirby's biggest win over Clemson? And a lot of people had it in the conversation as a top three. I know Dan Mullen has beaten Georgia. He's gotten to an SEC championship game. This might be his biggest win, though.
Yeah, I mean, you beat the number one team on your own campus, yeah.
Well, it's the game that haunted him at Mississippi State.
It is, these types of wins, and he's already had one chance to go up against Alabama in the SEC championship game. Did not go well. So, well, I mean, I say that. They played Alabama about as close as anybody did. I mean, had a chance, you know, to maybe to win that game. But, yeah, to beat the number one team on your campus, it's always going to be a huge win.
Always be big. Speaking of on campus, let's go on campus now. Thanks to our friends at Hamburger Heaven, Brian Harsin's Best of His News Conference yesterday. We bring you Nick Saban live on Monday. Brian Harsin does his after our show's over with. So we give you a recap today thanks to Pete and the guys at Hamburger Heaven.
Yeah, since 1982, Hamburger Heaven, serving Birmingham's best hamburgers, cheeseburgers, fries, hand-spun milkshakes, and sandwiches made fresh to order, All of their ingredients are fresh, prepared daily. This includes their beef, always fresh, never frozen, hand-pattied each day for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Visit any of the four locations, Highway 280, Irondale, Gardendale, and Homewood.
Concern for Auburn is what bothered them at times last year under Gus Malzahn. And, you know, Brian Harsin, you saw a little bit of it early on against Alabama State. It's a focus thing, whether it's at quarterback or anywhere else, offensive line anywhere else. And Brian Harsin talked early in his news conference about a lack of focus.
You know, just from a focus standpoint, like you got to have yourself ready to play. I don't care if it's 11 a.m., 6 o'clock. It doesn't matter. You can do anything for 4 hours and you know, it just goes back to like what matters. You know, what's the most important thing? You know, were our smoothies, were they cold enough, you know, that morning? I have no idea. I mean, it's just sometimes we focus on things that don't matter, and really we need to be focused on our execution and even coming out of halftime. So they get a bloop on us right out of halftime, and our defense bails us out, so we weren't focused on that. So, and those are things that we've hit and covered, obviously not very well. I mean, it wasn't like there was anything magical that happened at halftime that we haven't talked about day in and day out. And at some point, we're going to have to remember some of those things that happened to us and actually do them again the next day and do them again because they've been emphasized and make sure that somehow along the way we don't forget the most obvious things that are going to help us play good football.
And I do think that if this team is focused and they dot their I's and cross their T's, they got a chance to win this game.
Look, it's a really good defense. And again, it's hard to get sample size based on the two opponents Auburn has played up until this point. But we thought coming in to this year, Derek Mason would have this defense locked in. So I think the defense will keep them in this game. Tank Bigsby is a legitimate star. I wonder where he got the smoothie analogy from.
I'm sure you heard it. You don't just throw that out there, do you? Somebody was complaining about smoothies, I'm sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the temperature right there. Yeah. They're on the road at Happy Valley, and this is – you know, we asked Bo, I didn't, LT asked Bo yesterday, Bo Nix, about the difference between Jordan-Hare and on the road for him. It's a challenge, but Brian Harsin has a philosophy when it comes to hitting the road.
Playing on the road, I think, just like at home, we talked about it. We can't simulate, you know, what happens at home, and there's an energy and an excitement, and I think this is part of, you know, what makes college football and just football in general so special is you get to play in environments like that. Embrace it. Be a guy that embraces that, you know, enjoy the opportunity to play in somebody else's house and to go in there and play good football. And so, you know, to me, it's more really about the mindset that you take into the week and what you have as you look forward to playing on the road and somewhere else. It really starts upstairs, and that's not going to be an excuse for us. We're not going to let that be, and we're not going to make any excuses throughout the week. We'll have all the opportunities to prepare ourselves properly, and if we do that right, then it's just a matter of getting out there and playing, enjoying the environment, enjoying the opportunity to be in somebody's house, and then going out there and executing what we need to do.
Yeah, I've always been amazed, Brown, at how many athletes we have on who talk about the joy they have of playing well and beating somebody else at their place.
Yeah, you always hear the same things, too, is that it's fun to quiet in the crowd when a crowd's fired up, and it's fun to kind of find your fans in the stadium and develop that us against the world attitude. Like, you know, we're outnumbered and it's us against the world, and you just believe, you start to believe in that.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately we haven't been around the Big Ten and seen some of these good venues. You know, outside of the SEC, I would say the Big Ten's got the best venues
probably,
in all of college
yeah.
football. We had Tom Luganbill on from ESPN earlier, and he said outside of Penn State, the only one that compares is Wisconsin. So can you imagine early on if Bigsby took 180 yards and you've got the White House and then you jump on it? I think that is important. Auburn gets off to that early fast start.
And a lot of that starts with the quarterback. And here's Brian Harsin on the responsibility that Bo Nix has this week.
To me, that's the thing about the quarterback position is it's not just on game day. You know, if you don't have a good Tuesday, it really affects everybody on the offensive side of the ball. So you got to be on. Like there's really – you know, there's no days off at quarterback. Like, you got to be on every day of the week so that we can get the reps and the looks and the right speed and all the things that we have to do to get our offense prepared to go play the way we want to on Saturday. And that starts with the quarterback. And so no different. Focus, preparation, mentality, handling adversity, responding properly. You know, those are all the things that our quarterback has to do to be able to go on the road and win a game.
Yeah, and this, a lot of people have said it all week long. This game starts and probably ends with Bo Nix and Tank Bigsby.
Well, I mean, like Lance talked about, the road and home numbers are impossible to ignore. Now, Bo put that in perspective. He's like, look, some of those home teams, you know, Alabama was one of them. Georgia was one of them. A&M, I mean, they were all highly
LSU,
ranked.
LSU, all top five.
Yeah, I mean, they were all really, really good teams. I mean,
now, South Carolina is the outlier, you know, yeah. and I don't know what kind of excuse you make from that. That's just, you know, one of those off days. And you brought up Dunaway. If he plays like he played in his first ever collegiate game against Oregon, I think they've got a good shot of winning this game.
Yeah, it's good enough to win this game. Yeah, good enough to win this game. One more. Tank Bigsby's a star, best player on the field. Brian Hartson knows that. It's important to maybe work this offense through Tank.
One of the things about Tank, I enjoyed him, you know, from the day I met him. And I think he cares tremendously. I think he works hard. I think he wants to be very, very good. I really like his practice habits. I think that's been one thing that he's displayed consistently is, you know, he goes hard at practice. He runs hard. In this last game, there was a couple runs. He really finished. He accelerated at the end of his run. He put his pads down, and he went and got 2.5, 3 more yards on a run. And just, you add that up, you know, the amount of times that we're able to do that and finish like that, that obviously helps us. So I think those things are what I've seen from him.
Yeah, and those are the things that win big games like this on the road, those extra hard-fought 2 yards, 3 yards. You don't think it's a big play at the time. It ends up being a big play in the football game, just fighting and falling forward.
Well, the good news is, through 2 games, they haven't had to use him a whole lot either. For instance, like Chris Rodriguez is by far and away the leading rusher in the SEC right now. He's averaging 23 carries per game for Kentucky. They're using him a lot. Tank Bigsby is still, I know we're early in the season, so everybody seems fresh, but he's only been 12 carries a game.
I think that's a great number, though. If I put touches, total touches for Tank at 23.5.
Well, that's a lot.
Total touches counting catches, I would take.
Here's why.
Slightly under, but yeah, a lot.
I would take the over.
It gets you
would
a 20. Mm-hmm.
But that tells me you've not abandoned the run, which is really good news for Auburn if you get to that number.
And I want to see how involved Hunter's going to be, which you assume he will be.
Yeah, but if Tank touches it 23.5 times, I think they've won the football game because that means they're running the football and working that clock a little bit. So that's probably a pretty good sign for Auburn. It's a good sign for us, anytime we get to the on-campus every year, thanks to our friends at Hamburger Heaven, that means it's another game week. Another game week for Auburn as they all pack up the orange and blue and head to Happy Valley.
We had a bunch of those club sandwiches delivered from Pete and the guys at Hamburger Heaven yesterday. Since 1982, Hamburger Heaven serving Birmingham's best hamburgers, cheeseburgers, fries, milkshakes, and, of course, those sandwiches that I just mentioned. Always fresh, never frozen. The burgers are hand-patted each day for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Visit any of the 4 locations, Highway 280, Irondale, Gardendale, and Homewood, it's Hamburger Heaven.
One interesting note about this game is James Franklin. We have an old saying in our show called Franning It Up.
Correct.
It goes back to the old Dennis Franchione Iron Bowl game where he was in discussion with Texas A&M and didn't put a lot of effort into coaching his team. It's not to that point yet, but James Franklin's name will be mentioned for this USC job. It was thrown out there in several articles yesterday. Anybody want to take a guess of his buyout?
Oh, Franklin's buyout, I will say, I mean, Helton's buyout was $12 million at USC. I'll say Franklin's is more. I'll say $15 million.
I'm going to say it's low since you brought it up, 6.5.
Give me what you think it is. Don't try to play mind games.
8.4.
It is $4 million. That's it.
Pocket change.
It is nothing. $4 million is nothing.
Do you really
nothing.
Want him, though?
Well, that's what you have to determine. But if you do, that is nothing in today's age.
I mean, I'd take the combination of James Franklin, the recruiter, and Joe Moorhead, the play caller.
Yeah, a couple of more sponsors, and we may be able to buy him out of that contract, right?
Are you that interested?
Would we want James Franklin over on that couch?
Well, you're talking a lot of sponsors, Dunaway. A lot of sponsors.
All right. When we come back, we've got a discussion about one of the more important health problems that men can face. We'll talk about that in the final segment. Who got a phone call about the USC job and what they said about it? That's all still to come on the next round.
Follow the next round on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Next Round Live.
Win your tailgates this year with Champy's world-famous fried chicken. Fresh to order and worth the wait, you can dine in or use their call-ahead drive-thru. At Champy's, you get Southern staples like chicken on a stick and Mississippi Delta homemade hot tamales. They're the best I've ever tasted. See it all online or order at champyschicken.com. You can mix it up with po' boys, tenders, and those full fried chicken plates. Right on Highway 119 in Alabaster, it's fresh and worth the drive on your way to the beach or the big game. Order online right now at champyschicken.com. ERA King Real Estate agents are out there every day working hard to make home buying easy. I'm Jim Dunaway, and I know firsthand ERA King's commitment is to support them with the most innovative training and technology available. So even though home values may change, ERA King agents stay priceless. Text the word MOVE to 35260. That's 35260 to get started. ERA King, working hard to make home buying easy.
The season for golf is far from over. Ryan Brown here for the next round. Make sure you take advantage of the great weather heading our way at Ballantrae Golf Club, 620-GOLF, 620-4653. It's also never too late to fix your game. The Thompson School of Golf is based there at Ballantrae. They can help you as well. 620-GOLF for a tee time, 620-4653. 18 championship holes of golf at Ballantrae, always in fantastic shape, and it is so easy to get to. They treat you like family there at Ballantrae. Take it from me, I love the game. 620-GOLF, 620-4653.
How do you know you're in a community, not just a town? Well, strangers smile as they walk by. They refill your coffee without you asking. And when you ask directions, people offer to walk you there. Communities give more. The way you know when you walk into First Bank that you are in a real community bank. Great products, direct access to your local bankers, and relationships that can last a lifetime. Don't just have an account. Have a community with First Bank. Member FDIC.
The Double Down Media podcast family is live and full of content for all ages. The Mystery Fifth Hour gives the next round host a chance to talk about everything but sports. Pour a glass of Bama and bourbon, our weekly college football conversation, while sipping on some of the most interesting pours in the bourbon world. And in our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, LT takes off the gloves for in-depth conversations with stars like Taylor Hicks, presented by Redmont Vodka. Find these podcasts and more by searching The Next Round on Apple, Spotify, and on our website, nextroundlive.com.
Suffering from an old sports injury or tweak a joint being a weekend warrior? Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics may be able to reduce or eliminate your knee, hip, or shoulder pain, increase your mobility, and get you back in the game. From pediatrics to geriatrics, appointments are available at 9 convenient locations affiliated with Brookwood Baptist Health. Call Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics at 855-219-6200 or visit precisionsportsortho.com.
Stay up to date with the Next Round at nextroundlive.com. The latest videos from the show, plus podcasts like The Mystery Fifth Hour, Bama and Bourbon, Last Call, and others from the Double Down Media podcast family. You can start your day with the latest college football stories, plus easy-to-listen to hour-by-hour downloads of the live show. nextroundlive.com, a great way to stream the show live or shop in the Next Round store. Make nextroundlive.com your homepage. That's nextroundlive.com.
All right, guys, I don't know about you, but there is one game I don't ever want to be out of, and that's why I'm glad we have the Alabama Men's Clinic right here in Birmingham. They have treated thousands of Alabama men for ED. There are many different causes, like a heart condition, diabetes, a reaction to medication, or simply low testosterone. The Alabama Men's Clinic staff will find the problem, and some of you will be back in the game the day after your first appointment. You can set up that appointment by calling 205-598-7000 or go to the website alabamamensclinic.com. I know what you're thinking. A lot of guys actually just take a pill, but sometimes that pill doesn't work or it can give you unwanted side effects. Let the pros come up with your game plan. There's no need to wait. Depression, anxiety, a new connection with that special person in your life. It could be all just one important play away. Call 205-598-7000 or get back in the action at alabamamensclinic.com.
We'll chat about the USC job in our final segment coming up, our last big thing. We've talked about it throughout the show. It is a big part of what is going on. in college football this month, but it's not the only big thing going on. We got a special guest in studio, LT.
Dunaway, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and the physicians at Urology Centers of Alabama want you to know the facts. There's a lot of facts out there. That's why we've got Dr. Michael Bivens from the Urology Centers of Alabama in studio. It's the first lab coat we've had in studio, Dunaway. Looks very formal.
You don't know what I do after hours up here, man. You don't know.
Dr. Bivens, thanks for coming by. I mean, look, this is an important month. The awareness is key, and I was looking at some of the numbers that Marcy sent over. 248,000 and change estimated new cases in the United States in 2021, and 4,000 of those cases right here in the state of Alabama.
Yeah, it seems to be a hub here in Alabama. I think when you look at other disease processes, you know, it's consistent with some of the other bad diseases such as diabetes, hypertension, and what have you. You know, one of the issues that we run into is you know, are we really catching all the cases? And that sometimes can be scary. And we try to provide screening out there in these tough-to-get areas that don't have good healthcare processes. So that's the one thing that we're worried about. Are we actually diagnosing everybody?
Yeah, and that's so important. This is one of those treatable diseases that if we catch it early, and the opportunity to be screened is how you catch this early, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of screening, it's basically a simple process. You come in, you get an exam, and you get a blood test. And so the blood test is called a PSA, and we want it in a certain range. And then I'll tell your audience, just so they'll know, we always state, you know your PSA. And for men that are under 70, we want it 2.5 or less. If it's greater than 2.5, then you need to seek your health care. And a simple digital exam takes about 10 seconds, and those are the things that can save lives.
Yeah, I would tell you, because I'm not 20 years old anymore. that is something that it's in my family. It's in my family tree.
Sure.
Is this something that is generational, that if my dad and my granddad had it, it's likely I'm going to deal with it too?
And that's an excellent question. So yes and yes. Well, yes, you are at risk.
Yes.
We know that this is a sort of a genetic disease. It does travel in families. If you have a family member, a first degree family member, such as your brother or your father, then you had three times the risk of getting it yourself. So that is very critical that you get it, that you get screened. Also, high risk are going to be African Americans. They're at two times the risk of developing prostate cancer. So we try to make sure that those men, we get the word out, in particular to those groups, and we want to get those men in and get them in early to get them screened.
September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month here on The Next Round, letting everyone know about that. The physicians at Urology Centers of Alabama want you to know the facts. The scary thing about cancer is a lot of times early on there's no symptoms. What about prostate cancer?
Yeah, no, and in particular that's even more pronounced in prostate cancer. Sometimes if you take other cancers that we look at that we know that are very pronounced, such as your lung, you got blood when you're coughing, colon, blood in the stool, bladder, blood in the urine, prostate cancer, you're just trucking along doing your normal activity. And that's why the screening process is important. Because if you don't have a cancer that's going to tell you it's there early, then we have to go look for it and make sure that you don't have it, so that we can screen you, we can diagnose you, and we can cure you.
A lot of the guys who are watching us right now, they're at the stadium.
Yeah.
They go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
They come back. By the time they get their seats, oh, man, I got to go to the bathroom again. Is that an indicator that you could be having a prostate problem or no?
So it's an indicator you could be having a prostate problem but not cancer. That's interesting because, you know, a lot of men, as they get older, their prostate gland will grow and get larger. And what happens, that blocks off the flow of urine. That's a benign process, and we don't take that lightly either. That's something that needs to be treated, because what happens in that situation is most men are not getting sleep. And it affects every other area of their life. So, you know, that disease, and that's called BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy or hyperplasia, which means a large prostate. So that can be treated. Men can get rest and, you know, they can function well throughout the day. However, cancer doesn't have any symptoms. And so those things can be confusing. If you sit around waiting on symptoms of cancer, then it's too late.
Yeah.
And so that's why the screening process for cancer is very critical.
Well, you're a big proponent. You've been very vocal. You're very active on this cause. And I think we got a video. Forrester's going to pull this up.
Yeah.
Start strong. You actually sat down with Grant Hill.
Yeah.
One of the greatest to ever play the game.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So he's behind this as well.
Yeah, interesting. He's a great guy. And, you know, he just kind of took it on. He doesn't have it in his family, but, you know, he decided that, you know, he is a part owner of the Atlanta Hawks. And that was one of their public services they were going to do, is try to get the word out for, in particular, African-Americans. They have a strong African-American population in Atlanta, and so they wanted to get the word out. So he's been very, very supportive of prostate cancer, seeking screening, treatment, and what have you. So it was good working with him.
Yeah. So there are people that are watching or listening to us right now, or will see this on any of our replays, that may not have access to screenings or treatment. And this is the month that we are really highlighting the ability to get some screenings done.
Look, and everybody says, man, I ain't got time for it. You know, look, if you're a husband, if you're a dad, if you're a brother, if you're a friend, you owe it to someone to get screened today. And you guys, you make it pretty simple. You can visit urologycentersalabama.com or call to just get information or to book that screening, 205-930-0920. That's 205-930-0920. We appreciate everything you guys do. Appreciate the support here on the Next Round.
Thank you.
Did you and Grant go one-on-one? Did y'all play a little hoop before that photo, for that shoot?
I still think he can take me.
He still looks like he can play.
Yeah, I think I can steal on him when he's not looking and then just quit. Get him up 1-0 and then just quit, you know. But he looks like in pretty good shape.
Yeah, you're an Alabama guy, so Grant's probably the only Duke player I ever really liked. There are not many Duke players I ever liked.
Yeah.
Are you concerned Alabama loses a game in the regular season?
Football-wise.
Yeah, football-wise. Got a big game against Florida this week in Gainesville.
You got a real question?
Oh!
Yeah. Have you seen those guys?
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I mean, based on what I've seen and based on the rest of college football, we've been talking about it. It looks like Georgia and Alabama could go 1-2 until they play in the SEC championship.
He's got a lab coat on. It's a new segment right there.
Smartest guy to ever be in our studio.
By the way, I did this for you guys, okay? I'm just like, I don't even wear lab coats.
That's okay.
I'm going to look.
I like the formal
at least
look.
Look to work today. Yeah. Look to roll today.
Yeah, you look good. Rockstar plays doctor a lot in the studio for us.
Hey,
all right. That's the doc, and we appreciate everybody from our friends at the Urology Centers of Alabama for helping us launch this, and we're so happy to get the word out during this special month. You'll see us wearing this all month long right here on the show. We're back in a moment right here on the Next Round.
Follow LT on Twitter at TheLanceTaylor.
Stop by the New York Butcher Shop and pick up the finest in certified Angus prime beef steaks and burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, and all-natural chicken cut to order just for you. Their chef-prepared entrees and side dishes are the perfect dinner-to-go choice for your family and are ready to heat at home. With a great selection of fine wines and desserts, the New York Butcher Shop is your one-stop dinner shop. Two locations to serve you, Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone, the New York Butcher Shop. Rare quality, well-done service.
Banking is not just about your money, it's about you. It's about getting help with what you need when you need it. Ryan Brown here for the Next Round. AmFirst was founded for members like you, and they've been putting those members first since 1936. Putting you first means service that grows and changes with the times to serve you better. Now every bank has their own app, but that's just it. It's theirs, not yours. The AmFirst app was made for you. So it's easy to pay bills, deposit checks, or transfer money to friends and family from anywhere. It's even customizable, which means you can personalize your dashboard, create usage alerts, and redeem points for rewards that will make you feel like the number one priority you are. And you can do it all on your own time. So what are you waiting for? Get the app made for you from AmFirst. Visit any AmFirst location or amfirst.org today. America's First Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Birmingham store. Today I have some tips on how to stay healthy. Number one, get some cardio. Two, get a proper fitting on your shoes to get the most out of that cardio. Our in-store fit specialist will match your feet with the perfect New Balance shoe so you get the perfect fit. Come see us at the New Balance Birmingham store, located on Highway 280 next to Chick-fil-A. Experience the difference a custom fit makes today at New Balance Birmingham.
Follow Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. The social media team at Next Round Live is dedicated to giving you daily news conferences and practice video from UAB, Alabama, Auburn, and around college football. Follow and compare to the sites you used to visit. You'll also get the latest highlights and news from the Next Round Daily Show. Turn on the notifications so you don't miss a thing. Follow Next Round Live on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. See more at nextroundlive.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at HydroLife Therapy. Boost your immune system today with HydroLife Therapy. IV therapy, B12 injections, cryotherapy, and compression therapy all under one roof. Mention Next Round at checkout. Save 20% off any service at the Birmingham and Tuscaloosa locations. If you're unable to make it to HydroLife, a nurse can actually come to your home or office. You can visit them online today, HydroLifeTherapy.com. HydroLife Therapy open 7 days a week, Homewood 9 to 6, and Tuscaloosa. Tuscaloosa 10 to 6. Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round. I'm absolutely loving my Alfa Romeo Stelvio that I've been in for months now. And right now, you can get up to $3,500 bonus cash plus 1.9% financing for 72 months on the all new 2021 Alfa Romeo Giulias and the Stelvios in Alfa Romeo of Birmingham. Come experience the passion and performance of Alfa Romeo. Alfa Romeo USA of Birmingham.com, 1837 Grants Mill Road, exit 27, right off of I-459. Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round to tell you about our friends at Wayne's, headquartered in Birmingham. They are committed to providing world-class service every time since 1973, serving over 100,000 families from businesses across SEC country, from Tuscaloosa to Auburn and Nashville to Knoxville, providing residential and commercial termite protection, pest prevention, mosquito control, and lawn care services. Put in promo code TNR for $60 off your initial EnviroPest service, 866-WAYNES-1.
How do you know you're in a community, not just a town? Well, strangers smile as they walk by. They refill your coffee without you asking. And when you ask directions, people offer to walk you there. Communities give more. The way you know when you walk into First Bank that you are in a real community bank. Great products, direct access to your local bankers, and relationships that can last a lifetime. Don't just have an account. Have a community with First Bank. Member FDIC.
All right, final segment of the show today brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right. We tell you about Mortgage Right all the time. First, start with the fact that good UAB guys right here, UAB football players, who had to be really disappointed with the way the Blazers played in Athens.
Hey, look, if you're sick of leasing your life away, Mortgage Right, they've got the cure with locations nationwide. Our friends at Mortgage Right are dedicated to making the home buying process easy. They are eager to offer tips, tools, and a staff of industry professionals to move you in with confidence. If you're ready to let go of the leasing life and start living life, Mortgage Right can help. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR today to get started. NMLS 2239 Equal Housing Lender.
Brown, if you'll pull up Dennis Dodd's story, let's just bounce through some other names out there. We've hit a lot on James Franklin with only the $4 million buyout, Bob Stoops and Chris Peterson who have jobs there, Mario Cristobal, who is the hot coach in the Pac-12 right now and has been killing USC in places, some individual recruiting battles. Other names that are out there, one of them that's loosely mentioned right now is Bill O'Brien, the OC at Alabama. He'll be a head coach, maybe even after this year when it's all said and done. I don't know if it'll be USC, but it'll be somewhere. At least he'll have the opportunity to do it, much like Sark did after the first year. He may want to hang around one more year and pick and choose his job. Give me some other names that are easy to think about for this USC job.
Well, here's Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports. Lance is the resident USC fan. So give me your let's do a 1 to 10, 10 being thrilled to have this guy, 1 being no thanks. All right, you give me your 1 to 10. Luke Fickell, Cincinnati.
I'll go 5. I think Fickell's a really good coach, but I think it's a good fit where he is. He's an Ohio guy. He can recruit well there. I just don't see him coming West Coast. I think that program, just kind of like, and I know this was early in Luke Fickell's day, Ohio State swallowed him whole.
Right.
Just still don't know. USC just doesn't seem like a fit.
He has grown a lot since then, but 6 kids in the Ohio school system right now. Does he want to move to Los Angeles? And what has happened to Cincinnati over the last month?
Well, they've gotten sold out by the Big 12.
Yeah, they're now going to be a switch Power 5 school, so you don't have to leave anymore to be in the Power 5. Maybe not.
I didn't know he had 6 kids. Bob Stoops, Oklahoma.
That's a 10.
That's a 10.
I know he's 61. He's been away from the game. He seems re-energized. He is a guy that, I mean, look, he only won 1 national championship, but we hadn't seen one in Oklahoma since.
And that was a miracle.
How was it a miracle?
Well, they held Florida State to
2 points. Yeah,
to 2 points.
They That's only scored like 13 themselves.
It was a good defense.
Yeah, it was a really good defense. Yeah, I mean, Steve Spurrier would have no national championships if it wasn't for Bob Stoops, the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, and by the way, they've got the same amount of national championships.
Matt Campbell, Iowa State.
I'll put that at like a 7 or 8. I don't think it's a great fit, but I think he's a really good coach.
Why? Because he's at Iowa State and it doesn't seem metropolitan?
Well, it's not metropolitan.
No, it's not that. First of all, I don't know if he would take the job, which sounds crazy. I think he would.
He turned down the Lions.
I know. Yeah. I mean, he's making a lot of money in Ames. And, you know, the expectation, as long as he wins 7 or 8 games a year there, he's fine. Again, he's got kids. Do you want to uproot them? Do you want to remove them to L.A.? I mean, that's a huge decision. He's a really good coach, so I would go 7 or 8.
I've got a friend of mine that is from Iowa and really likes this program. He's not like an Iowa State fan. He listens to the show. He's frequently gotten frustrated at Lance and how Lance describes Ames.
Right.
He'll text me. He's like, Lance doesn't know what he's talking about with Ames. He's never been to Ames.
Over Iowa. I've never been to Ames, yeah. And I want to go.
Okay. But even he texted me, and he said, Matt Campbell for this job. He's maxed out at Iowa State. He's done all he can.
That's right. He cannot do any more there. And though Cincinnati's upgrading to the Big 12, Iowa State is sort of downgraded by staying in the Big 12 because it's not the same conference it was when he was there. It's a good time for him to leave. I think he's a more proven, and listen to me, I know he hasn't won the conference championship, but to me he's a more proven Pat Fitzgerald.
Oh, look, I would rather have him over Pat Fitzgerald over Mario Cristobal. I know you'll get to him. Matt Campbell, the only reservation I've got is watching the offense. It's more old school. You know, you've got...
Isn't that what USC wants, though? All the old school USC people want to student body right, student body left?
Well, you know, I mean, they talked about that on the broadcast Saturday night. You know, you want to be able to get those short yards, you know, old school USC. But still, in today's football, you want that high octane offense, especially with the skill guys that you can recruit in California. When I watch, it's Charlie Kohler, a tight end. It's Breece Hall. It's Brock Purdy, a quarterback that really has regressed. But I do like Matt Campbell a lot.
James Franklin, Penn State. He's been asked about it today. Read between the lines. We love playing read between the lines. In his weekly news conference, talking about Auburn, of course, he's asked point blank about this. Quote, as you guys know, I can't stand any form of distractions. So I'll discuss this today with the leadership council so we can make sure all of our energy is on preparation with Auburn, and that's how we'll handle it.
Yeah.
That is far from a, hey, listen, there is no reason to ask me about this. I am not going to be the coach.
Oh, I think you take the job. I think you take it in a second.
He had a chance to say that and didn't say it, did he?
To me, a 6, though. I've seen James Franklin had really good years at Vanderbilt based on Vanderbilt's history, winning 9 games there multiple times. The offenses were never good, and they never beat anyone. He had a really good team that won the Big Ten at Penn State, but again, that was with Joe Moorhead as his offensive coordinator. His offenses are difficult to watch outside of Joe Moorhead the 2 years, 16 and 17.
I would lose a long ago made, the second longest running state bet we have right now if Franklin takes the USC job.
What is the state bet?
We made it a long time ago. And when I read these names, you'll realize how long it goes. I got to pick 3 coaches. And only one of them at their current job would get the team they were with to the college football playoffs.
Oh, I remember this.
One of them was Steve Sarkisian at USC.
That's how long ago this was.
I would rather lose the stake than Franklin take the job. Now, I would rather Franklin have the job than Cristobal, but I'd rather lose the stake.
The other name was Charlie Strong, and I think we made this bet the day he took the Texas job. And then James Franklin at Penn State's the only one I've got hanging around trying to get that. And who would have ever thought that Sark and USC and Strong in Texas would not make it to the playoffs? I know it's easy in hindsight.
Yeah. Based on what Lance just said, this is going to be less than a 10, Mario Cristobal.
I would go 5. His ability to recruit is there. He might be getting better in big games. If he brings Joe Moorhead, again, I take him.
I'll go Reese Davis. We have to move through these quickly.
Yeah, we got a minute left.
These picks.
1 minute.
Chris Peterson, Boise State.
That would be a 9.
Oh, yeah. A 9. That's the only thing close to Bob Stoops.
Peterson wanted out of coaching. I don't see him wanting to get back in.
Interesting name. Kyle Whittingham, Utah.
Poor.
Okay. Thought it was an interesting name. Obviously not.
I would take Greg Schiano over. I would, over
Whittingham's
Kyle
Whittingham. A Utah guy, too.
The last one Dennis Dodd throws in there is Urban Meyer. If Urban Meyer were willing, that'd be a 10. So your 2 10s are Bob Stoops and Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer's got him in a college football playoff for 2 years.
Give me somebody off the list that you think would be a good hire.
It's so hard right now. There are just no obvious guys out there.
Well, maybe we'll come up with one. Fun show today. We appreciate everybody being a part of it. Don't forget,
The replay starts on the app momentarily. You can always go back and watch old shows on YouTube. And we appreciate you guys watching and downloading everything at nextroundlive.com. For the whole crew, I'm Jim Dunaway. Until next time, God bless you and God bless America.